All across America and around the world, this is Veterans Radio.
This is Veterans Radio.
And now, your host for today's program, Dale Thronberry.
And welcome to Veterans Radio. And we're really excited to see you all today. We've got a number of guests here on Zoom for us today. And we're going to be talking about music. And this is music that has all been produced by veterans, not necessarily recorded by veterans, but the stories are all veteran stories. And it's, the organization is called Operation Song. And I'm really excited to have them on here. As I was just talking with them a little earlier, I've been listening to songs all day today. And it's been really, it's so difficult to choose the types of songs that we want to use during the program. So, you know, if you're familiar with Operation Song, feel free to let us know. The number, if you want to give us a call, if you have a request or anything like that, the number is 734-822-1600. 734-822-1600. Before we get into the program, actually, I want to make sure that we thank our sponsors. And we can't do this program without them, and we want to, you know, acknowledge them before we get too far. Number one, of course, is our Legal Help for Veterans. And Legal Help for Veterans specializes in veterans' disability claims. Give them a call at 800-693-4800, or you can find out more information at their website. That's legalhelpforveterans.com. The National Veterans Business Development Council, better known as NVBDC, is the nation's leading third-party authority for certification of veteran-owned businesses. If you want to do business with the federal government or with a lot of different corporations, you need to be certified that you actually are a real live veteran-owned business. So for more information, you can go to their website, that's nvbdc.org, or give them a call at 888-237-8433. The Charles S. Kettles VA Medical Center here in Ann Arbor, Michigan. It's one of our sponsors, and of course, many of us go over there on a regular basis. Unfortunately, on a too regular basis, it seems like, but they give us great care, and so we're very grateful to have them as one of our sponsors. American Legion Post 46 here out of Ann Arbor, Michigan, the Irwin Presscorn Post. We want to thank them for their support. If you'd like to support Veterans Radio, please go to our website. That's veteransradio.net/our sponsors. And we were expecting to talk about an organization this morning, but the young woman has not contacted me yet. So we will just go right into our program. Yay. I always like that when that happens. So as I mentioned earlier, we're going to be talking about music today, and so I'm excited to have on our program three representatives of the organization Operation Song, which was founded in 2012 by a Nashville songwriter, Bob Regan, and along with him, I've got, got Mike Beyer, who is part of the organization. I've also got a good friend of ours, Terry Gould, who put me onto this group. So I'm going to start off with Bob. Bob, welcome to Veterans Radio.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
And tell me how you came about the idea of setting up this Operation Song.
Well, I was a professional songwriter in Nashville. I've been in the music business my whole life, and I spent starting from 1985 to the present in Nashville, Tennessee, and I was a songwriter for many years, and I actually was lucky and got some songs recorded and was able to keep the lights on. But in the mid-2000s, maybe 2006, 5, 6, 7, on, we had a little group of songwriters, and we called it the Nashville Songwriters Band, and we had the opportunity to perform on military bases around the world. And I'll preface all this by saying I was a civilian, did not serve, and like a lot of civilians, like too many civilians, I was really not that aware of was actually serving, what their service entailed. But anyway, when I was overseas, we met hundreds of amazing men and women in uniform. And when they would see the guitars come out and we would play our songs, a lot of them would come and say, well, I could never write a song. And I'd go, maybe you couldn't write the song, but you've got an amazing story, and songwriters are storytellers. So let's see what happens if we combine these amazing stories of the men and women in the military community with songwriters. And help the writers bring those stories to life musically. And that was the original impetus. And we came back, and speaking of the VA, we went to the Alvin C. York VA in Murfreesboro, and they were willing to give it a try. And it just kind of immediately clicked. The veterans loved it. The therapeutic community loved it, the military community. So it just kind of took off and snowballed. And 1,100 songs later, here we are.
Well, I think that is a great story. And I know that you work with veterans on a regular basis. In fact, Mike Beyer, who is also joining us right now. Mike, welcome to Veterans Radio. Tell us how you got involved with this group.
Yeah, well, thanks for having us on. So I got involved with Operation Song as I was retiring from the Army. It was around early 2014. I'm an Iraq and Afghanistan veteran. And after Afghanistan, I came home and I was going through the medical retirement process. And Bob was coming onto Fort Campbell, and he was doing some programs with the Wounded Warrior Transition Battalion on Fort Campbell. And so we had first met then, and then shortly after, I was invited to a retreat down in Nashville. And I sat down. I was able to sit down with two amazing writers, Mark Beeson and Travis Meadows. And I, just going, not knowing what to expect from the process at all. Didn't know I was going to have a song at the end of the day. But those guys just sat and listened to me. We actually told a story about my son graduating from basic training the weekend prior, and we ended up writing about that. And it was just an amazing process, so cathartic and healing that I just knew there was something about this and wanted to be involved with it. And so Bob and I had worked together for, a few years past that. And then around 2020, I finally started to work for the organization full time.
I think that's great. We're going to play your song here in a second. It's called Over the Wire, and I'll have you introduce it in just a second. Terry Gould contacted me about the Operation Song. And Terry, how did you come upon these folks?
It was about 2015, I believe it was. I was having some issues with some experiences I had in my military service. And I had a couple of fellow veterans who had gone through the program and had their songs written, and they were just firm believers, and they coaxed me. It took a while to get me to go in and participate. But once I got in, and Bob Regan and Will Nance, another songwriter, they wrote my song. I saw the process and how it affects the veterans in such a positive way that I became just a true believer. And I have been with the organization, volunteer on the board. And I now am at the point of contact for our alumni organization.
I like that, an alumni association. that's just so cool. As I was listening through these songs, again, we're talking with members of the organization. It's called Operation Song out of Nashville and Murfreesboro. And I have to preface this by saying my dad went to school in Murfreesboro 100 years ago. And the whole family lives down in Normandy, Tennessee, which is, I think it's a little bit north of Tullahoma, between Tullahoma and Shelbyville. So as soon as I saw the name Murfreesboro, I just said, oh, this is cool. I gotta contact this guy. So the idea of these songs, I guess, Bob, I'll go back to you initially, is what is kind of the process of how you put these songs together?
Well, the core of Operation Song, the heart and soul of it, is all in the process. It just begins with a veteran who is willing to tell his story to a songwriter. And that can happen either on one-on-ones, face-to-face, sessions. We've been doing a lot of Zoom writes, as you can imagine, since the onset of COVID. And also then we have programs like going right now at the Vet Center and also at the Nashville Murfreesboro VA, where there'll be like four or five veterans will meet once a week and with a songwriter, and then they will each tell their stories and their songs will kind of evolve in tandem over the course of 8 or 10 weeks. But the core of the program and the process is always the same. Just get the veteran talking, completely non-threatening, and, you know, very non-clinical environment, zero pressure. We just start with a conversation. I might ask, well, where are you from? You know, when did you join the military? What inspired you to join the military? And once you get people talking a little bit, the songwriters have an antenna, and we're always listening for an idea. What's the theme? What do we think they want to say? And so once they talk for a little while, you can kind of get a few things. And if you can take a few lines that the veteran has said and sing them back to them and make them rhyme, it's completely disarming. And then it's on. People just start talking, and the songwriting process happens. I realize that was a long answer to a short question, but that's the process. We always say a lot of times the veterans, we don't want a veteran really. I mean, we'll accept anybody, but if they want to be a songwriter or want to be a musician or want to be a star, that's not really the best use of Operation Song. Just somebody that's trying to process an experience, an emotion, something that a buddy of theirs went through, their spouse went through. But all these, if it's your experiences and emotions are a little bit scrambled by possibly trauma, if you can start to get a conversation, you'd take all those puzzle pieces and dump them out on the table. And then the process is, together, the writer and the veteran sort them out and put that picture together and hang it on a musical arc with a resolution and melody and hopefully some emotional impact.
Well, I know there's a lot of emotional impact in all of these songs that I've heard. You can just feel it. You can sense it. And for some of you that are, you know, like to skip around when you're listening to a live radio program, you can go to their website. It's operationsong.org, and there are a couple of songs on there. But we're going to play a couple. I want to play the song from Mike Byers that was talking about Over the Wire. And can you kind of give us what Over the Wire means?
Yeah, so like I said before, I had just returned from my son's graduation of basic training. And I was in the process of being medically retired. So to kind of preface it, I was kind of angry at the Army at the moment. I didn't want to get out, and and going through the medical process is not something I wanted, but, I was on terminal leave at that point, and I wasn't going to wear my uniform again. But my son, in basic training, he had written me a letter, and he said, Dad, he said, I know you weren't going to wear a uniform again, but I want you to wear it one last time and present me my infantry corps at basic training graduation. So for me, that became my retirement ceremony right there, standing on that parade field with my son, both of us in uniform, me for the last time. And his commander had come up to us, and his commander, he told him, he said, look at your dad's uniform. He said, look at what he's done and look at what he's achieved. He said, now look at that name. He says, it's your turn now. He says, he's passing this torch on to you. And, of course, both of us were in tears at that point because it was very emotional for us. So when I went back and to the Operation Song Retreat, and I sat down with Travis Meadows and Mark Beeson, I was telling him that story and the idea of, there's that old tradition that when you get out of the military, you tie your bootlaces together and you throw them up over the wire in front of your command post to signify that you're done. You know, you're getting out. We kind of took that and used that to symbolize, one, my retirement, but also in the song, it talks about the other pair facing the fire, because the biggest thing I was afraid of for my son was that he was going to have to go and see and do the same things I had done. And to put it into perspective, when I left for Iraq in 2005, he was about 9 years old, I think. He cried, man, he cried when I left. But it was about 3.5 years ago when he was at the 101st here, he deployed to Iraq to the exact same location I was in 2005. So it came full circle, you know.
That's true.
But this song has been, for me and my son both, it really brought us closer together than we could ever imagine. And, I'm forever grateful to Operation Song and to Travis and Mark for helping me write this out.
Well, let's listen to that, and hopefully my technology will work here as I'm trying to bring up music through Zoom. So we'll see how it goes.
The last time I wore that uniform, I was standing with my son. The thing that scared me the most would he'd see and do all I've seen and done. I couldn't say a word as we stood there on sacred ground. He looked at me and said, "Dad, don't worry, it's my turn now. This name I'm passing down, this flame won't go out. One pair of boots will face the fire. The other pair goes over the wire." The hardest lessons I've ever learned were all about letting go. I don't care how strong you think you are, there's some things you can't control. And I can't live his life for him, but it helped me understand. The day I looked into his eyes and watched my boy become a man. This name I'm passing down, this flame won't go out. One pair of boots will face the fire. The other pair goes over the wire.
Was Over the Wire, and the singer was Travis Meadows.
Correct.
Okay, I that's a cool song. I really like it. It's obviously it's very important to you, and that's what Operation Song does. I think that's what's so cool about it. I'm sorry, I'm distracted here by a text that just came in. You just take these stories and you turn them into songs. That's amazing to me. I am so excited to play some of these other songs. And so I guess I'm going to ask the other two people here. I'm going to ask Bob or Terry if you have one that you would like to play, and we can kind of get the story behind it. I mean, I would play Tasmania, but I have to edit it.
Yeah.
Which is kind of, just for our audience, the song is called Tasmanian, and it's about a guy who has post-traumatic stress, and he just gets so frustrated. And there's a couple of words in there that I don't think I can get away with on broadcast radio. So I'm going to leave it out.
That was kind of funny. Well, one thing we do with, I mean, the veterans, sometimes it's really whatever story they want to tell. We'll try to, you know, if it gets too graphic, we'll kind of maybe dial it back a little bit. But in that case, Josh was just, he had a lot of pent up anger, and he loved being able to release it musically than having to actually break something. He could just sing about it in his song.
I think I'm going to take a chance here. I kind of remember exactly where it was. And so I might pull the volume down real quickly and then let it come up again. But the idea of this, when I was listening to the song, it just epitomized some of the anger that I experienced, you know, 50 years ago. And I'm sure, you know, the same thing with veterans, you know, when they get out of the service, and things sometimes just don't make sense. our whole time in the service has been very regimented. Yeah, that's the right word. And, you know, now suddenly we can do whatever we want, and it's just strange. And so I am going to play this just for a little bit. So it's only going to be about a minute long, and then we'll cut it off. But I think you'll catch the idea of the energy that is in this song. So
I think the questionable word comes in the very start of the chorus. I want to kick the ever loving blank. Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Just right. That's where we'll take it off there. Here we go.
Tasmanian.
Doctor says, try relaxation. Go to your happy place. Take your medication. Stay in the here. Stay in the now. Don't drink to excess. And avoid the crowds. But that works most days. Till I flashback and go sideways. I wanna kick the ever loving shit out of something. Start screaming, start cussing. Go mad dog on the ISIS man. Get a bat and start thumping. There ain't no abstaining.
Well, you can see the energy there.
Yeah, that was a veteran Joshua Halsey from here in East Tennessee. That was a great rhyme we put in there. If you don't mind what I'm saying, there ain't no abstainian. I want to go Tasmanian. We had to make up a word, but hey, what the heck?
That's right. No, as I said, the energy when I first, even just when I clicked on it the first time, and just the beginning. I don't know what you call it in the music. You know, the introduction was just okay. This is high energy, and this is frustration, and this is all these other things that were in there.
Well, that's the songwriter's task, is to try to capture musically and lyrically what they're, I mean, you try to get the lyrics, but then make sure the music matches the sentiment.
All right. And you can make up words if need be.
Yes.
Right. So what I wanted to do is to, I know that we really wanted to talk about the newest CD, I almost said album, CD from Operation Song, and that was your salute to the Gold families,
Gold Star
families. And let's talk a little bit about that. Any one of you can jump in on this conversation and say, how did the idea come along for these particular songs?
Well, I can take that one. You know, the idea came along. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Okay. The idea came along when, with the advent of COVID, actually, we had to start utilizing Zoom because many of our retreats got canceled, in-person retreats. And so we had actually, I think Bob and I had actually just finished an interview on Fox News, and we got an email from a Gold Star mother who wondered if she was eligible to write in our program. And of course, the answer was yes. So we wrote with Gold Star mother Nanette West, who had just an incredible story. Her son was killed in Iraq. After he died in Iraq, she actually became a contractor and went to Iraq. Went to where he served over there for 2 years. His unit that he served with rotated back over her second year, and she was able to meet a lot of the soldiers he served with. They took her to the actual point where he was killed. It was just an extremely healing and emotional event for her. But it also did a lot of things for her as well. It gave her strength. It gave her, the ability to to, you know, deal with her feelings. And she came home and she did things, you know, that she thought her, you know, that she had put off because she knew that her son would want her to, you know, fight and keep working hard. And so just an incredible story, incredible lady. And so we wrote a song with her called, Jen Franklin actually wrote with her, called My Hero, My Soldier, My Son. And so based on that, that was kind of the start of it, where we thought, wow, we should really do something where we are, you know, recognizing our Gold Star families that are out there. So we had written a couple Gold Star songs prior to that as well, I think, but My Hero, My Soldier, My Son was really the catalyst for it. So we ended up writing 8 songs total. We brought the families into Nashville to a studio that we used in Nashville, and let them be there during the recording process for the day. And it just became just an incredible, an incredible day, and incredible stories. You know, the families were able to talk and hang out, just an amazing time. And the album is tremendous. Every song on there is just a tearjerker, but great tribute to those soldiers and their families.
Absolutely. And I want to play a little bit of my hero, my soldier, my son here, just so our audience can feel the emotion that is in this song. So here we go.
You were 2 years old, it was Christmas Eve. I stood in the doorway watching you dream, with an army tank in your tiny hand. There's 1,000 pictures in my memory, rubber band guns and Desert Storm t-shirts, Friday night football, number 44 on your back. The day you headed on out to boot camp, little boys grow up so fast. I'm prouder than you could ever know, even though it's hard to let you go. Son, and when you made rank, everyone could see how you led by example, not authority. Rolling up your sleeves till the work was done, and you cheered so loud for the underdog, swore to bring your troops back against all the odds. And you kept your promise to every single one. If you could, I know you would stay. You gave your life on Memorial Day, but I'm prouder than you could ever know. Even though it's hard to let you go, so many miles away from home. Will never close, but the strength of your spirit, it fills the empty space until it overflows. 7,000 miles, but I had to see, stand on the same ground, breathe in the heat. I could feel you there, and I understand. Be my best, no holding back. I wanna live my life like that.
Oh, wow. And that, that was from the Operation Song, A Salute to the Gold Star Families. And I really encourage you people to go out there and get this album. I know you can get it through their website at the operationsong.org. I can also know you can also find it on Amazon.
Yep, iTunes, Amazon, you can stream it. I think that last song just incidentally was written. Sometimes you're looking for an idea for the song title. This was Nanette had that title tattooed on her arm.
Oh my!
So it's really been an honor to be able to tell these stories and bring a little bit of healing and further closure. As one of the moms said, a parent's greatest fear is that their child will be forgotten. And he said,
right.
Operation Song has helped, you know, make sure that will not happen.
I think that's what we're all afraid of. I mean, that's why we do our program here, is to make sure that none of the veterans that we talk about are going to be forgotten. Mm-hmm. And you know, whether it's a story or a song or a book or whatever it is, you know, we've got to keep their names out there. They, you know, because they did. They paid the ultimate price, so many of them, and there still are. You know, those of us, you know, that you know, were in service and, you know, got ourselves into a conflict somewhere along the line. Many of our friends are starting to pass away as a result of that today, and it's becoming more and more difficult. And I don't want to go into that, you know, into a therapy session here, but I think that these songs are so powerful and so helpful that, you know, that there are, I'm sure there are listeners out there that are Gold Star mothers and fathers and families that will benefit from listening to these songs.
And that's our hope. And a lot of, we will tell the veterans, a lot of times it'll come up and say, well, nobody's going to be interested in just hearing my story. But, you know, I said, if you tell your story, you're going to touch a lot of other people. So we hope that there's, you know, an exponential factor when you write this one song and get it right, that is going to touch, even if you're not a Gold Star family, anybody who, it might create some understanding about the Gold Star community from people that would have had no idea otherwise. That might have just happened with playing this song.
Absolutely. We need to take a real quick break here. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the other songs that we've got that came from Operation Song. And encourage you, give us a call. And you got the audience here. You've got the writers and the people that can put these songs together for you. And the number is 734-822-1600. You're listening to Veterans Radio. We'll be right back.
The Medal of Honor is the highest award for valor in combat given a member of the Armed Forces of the United States. There have been over 3,400 recipients of the nation's highest award. This is one of them. Warrant Officer Frederick Ferguson led a four-ship helicopter formation into a South Vietnamese army compound under heavy fire. Details after this.
If you have a VA claim denied by the Board of Veterans Appeals, contact Legal Help for Veterans at 1-800-693-4800. They're experts in handling cases before the U.S. Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims. Their number again, 1-800-693-4800.
After completing a hitch on the Navy, Ferguson got his commercial pilot's license and then joined the Army to fly helicopters. 2 weeks after graduating from helicopter school, he was in Vietnam. On January 31st, 1968, Ferguson heard that a 1st Cavalry helicopter had gone down in Hue and another had been badly shot up trying to rescue them. Ferguson and his crew agreed to go get them. While refueling, he asked 3 Huey gunships if they wanted to accompany him. They did. The GIs in the compound reported they were under heavy fire. Ferguson circled until the fire abated, then began a low-level high-speed run into the compound. He descended blindly in a dust storm from his rotors. When he touched down, he saw there was only 1 foot clearance on each side of his blades. The GIs jumped aboard and Ferguson pulled up. A mortar shell exploded under his aircraft, spinning it 180 degrees. One of the Hueys was shot down and the crew rescued. The other two were so badly shot up by the time they landed, they were no longer able to fly. Ferguson received his Medal of Honor from President Nixon on May 17, 1969.
The Medal of Honor series is a production of Veterans Radio.
Military veterans touch everyone's life. I'm guessing right now you're thinking of a veteran, a close friend, relative. Maybe it's you. Even the toughest of us sometimes need help, but don't know where to turn for support. You don't need special training to help a veteran in your life. We can all help someone going through a difficult time. Learn how you can be there for veterans. Visit VeteransCrisisLine.net. VeteransCrisisLine.net. A message from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs.
And we're back here on Veterans Radio, and we are talking to a couple of gentlemen here from the Operation Song, where they take veteran stories, working with a veteran, and they end up writing, to me, incredible music with them. We were talking here with Bob Regan, Mike Beyer, and Terry Gould. As I said, there are so many songs here to listen to, and just even some of the titles are kind of cool. So Terry, you sent me one. You sent me a couple of songs. Where did they go? Looking at my list here. Flyboy and Navy Blues.
Yeah, that's not one that the alumni did, but that is a little more lighthearted song. And Bob might know a little bit more about that. But it's a really fun song.
The Flyboy one or the other one?
Well, the Navy Blues.
The Navy Blues?
Mm-hmm. But, all right. There's one on here by that the alumni group did with Pete Salas, and it's called Christmas in July. And that was kind of a nice song. It kind of encapsulates what veterans miss when they're out on deployment during the holidays. And so what a couple of the veterans that we around our table at our alumni meetings and our songwriting sessions said that their families actually kept the Christmas trees up until July when they came home on their first leave or came home from deployment. And so we all talked about our feelings of missing holidays. And this is the song that Pete Salas came up with.
All right. Well, why don't we play Christmas in July?
Okay.
Here we go.
Now they're sitting round a kitchen table, saying a prayer with my name, wishing I could be there with them. But this year Christmas will have to wait, 'cause I'm in a foxhole with a gun, pleading to my father and son. I'll make it home when my duty is done. So they'll leave the tree up with all the lights on, though it might be spring before I get home. They'll be waving and crying when I pull in the drive, so thankful that I'm still alive for another Christmas in July. Still set my plate in front of that empty chair. Mama's hugs and kisses will wait till I'm walking up the front porch stairs. It doesn't matter the date or the numbers on a page. When we're all together, we celebrate. But to them, they'll leave the tree up with all the lights on, though it might be spring before I get home. They'll be waving and crying when I pull in the drive, so thankful that I'm still alive for another Christmas in July.
All right, it's Christmas in July. I'm not going to play the whole song, but I was just thinking as I was listening to that, I was lucky enough. I left in December, just before Christmas, and got back in December just before Christmas the following year. And had this big banner on the house, which I thought was really great. But I thought that was, that's a neat song. And the background of these stories and the backstory of these stories is what's so important. And you've written some song about women veterans as well.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, their stories, there's a couple of one, a woman, called I Deserve a Purple Heart. And that's, pretty controversial, I think.
Well, there's military sexual trauma is an issue, still made significant strides in trying to address it. But, I believe, Mike, didn't we just have a retreat yesterday with, survivors?
We did. We had a retreat yesterday with five women veterans with the VA Women's Center in Nashville. Amazing day. Five just incredible songs and stories to go with it. It was amazing.
Well, I'm anxious to get those songs. There was another one in that same album. This was in your second album, I think it was. I'm looking at volume two. And this one was written again by a young woman, a Gold Star wife who lost her husband. It's called Flowers on a Stone.
Mm.
That's a pretty powerful story either. It says the story of Brittany Lawrence, a Gold Star wife who lost her husband in Afghanistan. And she says, this is a great compliment to you folks. The writers were able to open a side of me that I keep locked away. Being able to share my story, I feel an immense amount of honor and pride. I wanted to play a little bit of that. You don't mind?
Yeah.
It's my show, right?
Please. We're proud of all of them. They're all our children.
Oh, I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Make sure I turn up the volume again here.
There's no kiss like a first kiss. A little nervous and a little shy. Ooh, you lean in and I pull away. Then our lips meet and I open my eyes, then I cry. So many dreams and memories, I swear this gold star means to me. But I'm never alone when I come here. I touch my fingers to your name and pray to God our lives could be the same. Then I leave tears and flowers on a stone. Cap and bars, dress blues. On the day we set out. Overseas 4 months and 20 days, 6 a.m. my doorbell rang. So many dreams and memories, that's what this gold star means to me. But I'm never alone when I come here. Touch my face. down inside of my heart. I want. I'm gonna spend the rest of my life between our first kiss and our last goodbye. So many dreams and memories. That's what this gold star means to me. But I'm never alone when I come here. I touch my fingers to your name and pray to God our lives could be the same. Then I leave tears and flowers on your stone.
You guys have got so much to be proud of. I mean, it's just so, people need to hear these songs. And that's what we want to do, is make sure that we can get some more of these songs out to people and they can know where to find them. That one is from the Salute to Gold Star Families by the Operation Song Organization. You can go to their website. That's operationsong.org. And, they've got some sample songs on there, and they also have you have the ability to order any of their CDs. I wanted to play, Terry mentioned one that was a little bit more, I don't know what the term, I guess it would be humorous. And that was the one about the Navy Blues. Right, Terry?
Yes, that is, Bob can probably, describe the background on this better than me, but it was a Navy veteran. I think it was Vietnam vet. And, it was about his tour of duty and his, you know, kind of escapades as a sailor. And it's more of a lighthearted song. It's kind of fun.
All right. I'm going to play a little bit of that one right now. And so this is called Navy Blues.
I was born down in Georgia, a sharecropper's son. Got a call from Eisenhower, and my country ass was gone. I got the Navy Blues. I got the Navy Blues, oh Lord. I was sick of taking orders, what's a boy to do? I went and got myself a dose of the Navy Blues. From the coast to San Diego, Yokosuka and Palermo, the girls were warm and the nights were thermal. I got the Navy Blues. I got the Navy Blues, oh Lord. In a world full of women, what's a boy to do? I went and got myself a dose of the Navy Blues. Everybody went to boot in California, swore that tour was the best. Then they sent me so far east, I was damn near west. I got the Navy Blues. I got the Navy Blues, oh Lord. I was sick of taking orders, what's a boy to do? I went and got myself a dose of the Navy Blues.
That's the Navy Blues. That's kind of humorous. There are so many other songs on here that I wish we had time to play. I was looking at the titles, and there was one that I really enjoyed, but didn't have time to play it today. And that's "I'm Sorry, Barbara Lynn." And you tell me the story of "I'm Sorry, Barbara Lynn."
Well, that was a gentleman. Oh, man. His name escaped me right now. We wrote that probably close to 9 years ago. But, you know, something you get somebody who might sit at the table and they don't really have anything to say. And finally say, man, what? Or Al, that was his name. He was from Chattanooga. He said, man, what's something that's on your heart? Something you want to put in a song? And he said, I want to apologize to my high school girlfriend. She was in love with me and I cheated on her and dumped her. And I've always felt bad about it. And so he wanted to write a song about it. And then it turns out we were able to play that song on the radio down in Chattanooga. And through some friends of some friends, it turns out she had actually heard the song.
Oh, awesome.
So he was able to kind of put a little bit of that to bed. So that's, you know, that's some of the benefits of these songs. One other thing I want to make sure we mention, you can find a lot of these songs on our Bandcamp page. Go to Operation Song Bandcamp. You can go deep. We've probably got a couple hundred songs on there. Also, we have a YouTube channel with videos. Sometimes we'll encourage the veterans to, you know, if they have pictures of their service, we can put together little lyric videos with the songs. So go to our Operation Song YouTube and you can see some wonderful little lyric videos in there.
We also have a free app as well that you can hear songs off of.
Okay. What is that app?
It's Operation Song.
All right. There you go. I'm getting the signals here. I want to go out today on the last Monday in May, which is about, obviously, about Memorial Day. And again, it's one of those powerful songs. And I don't know if we'll be able to fit the whole thing in before the program is, you know, actually over. But I wanted to make sure that I thank all three of you for being on our program today, Terry Gould, Bob Regan, and Mike Beyer from Operation Song. Encourage you to go to their website, encourage you to listen to these songs, find out more about it. And maybe we can start something like this in Ann Arbor. I think this is just a really cool thing. I know they've got Operation Guitar. I think it's Guitars for Vets around here. Yeah. But maybe we can do something along those lines. So thank you guys very much for being on the program. For all of you out there, we'll be back again next week. And until then, this is Dale Thornberry for Veterans Radio, and you are dismissed.
Took a musket ball in Chancellorsville. I went down and I lie here still. Underneath a cross of stone, the world has turned and time's moved on. There are seasons when it seems everyone's forgotten me, till the last Monday in May, when all the springtime flowers bloom, they come and decorate my grave, but only bones lie here entombed. My spirit flies as high as old glory waves on the last Monday in May. I fought on a distant shore in the war to end all wars. World War I turned into two. Argonne into Peleliu. It's hard to rest so far from home, but one day a year I'm not alone. The last Monday in May, when all the springtime flowers bloom, they come and decorate my grave, but only bones lie here entombed. My spirit flies as high as old glory waves on the last Monday in May. From the jungles of Vietnam to the mountains of Afghanistan, and whatever wars are yet to be, we'll fight to keep our country free. My chopper went down in Iraq. One more week and I'd have made it back. Now my war and battle's done.
I rest in peace in Arlington. My wife is here most days with me. Won't you come and keep us company? The last Monday in May, when all the springtime flowers bloom, please help her decorate my grave, but only bones lie here in tomb. My spirit flies as high as old glory waves. Remember all of us and the sacrifice we made on the last Monday in May. The last Monday in May.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.